India's state of religious rights causes concern. More trouble faces China's house churches. And violence in Iraq won't stop Open Doors work. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops today's news. There's an alarming trend in the suppression of religious freedoms there that concerns Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. President Dave Straver says U.S. President Bush's visit this week could raise awareness of the issue. Timing is important because what they're tracking is the strategy that Hindu extremists are following, one similar to that of the Taliban.
Hindu extremists are playing on people's religious emotions, and they're saying, we want India to be 100% Hindu. We don't want to permit any other religions to gain a foothold here. So they say Pakistan for Muslims, the graveyard for Christians.
Ministry won't stop despite threats of violence, though. Stravers details what church leaders need.
Pray for supernatural protection, physical protection, so that believers will not be attacked and will not be killed. But secondly, they say, because we know there will be opposition, pray for courage.
Next, 2 days ago, a house church Bible school was raided by Public Security Bureau officers in Huaibei City, China. 36 were taken into custody. The tendency is to see arrested church leaders disappear into the prisons for further interrogation and charges. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner is troubled.
One of the concerns that we have in China is that the communist government has learned that one of the most effective tactics they have of disarming public opinion is to charge church leaders with some heinous crime.
That's pointing to another direction, but one that won't stop the growth of the church in China. Penner explains.
It has a profound effect in that the most effective means of evangelism in China today is going through the house church movements. And what the Chinese government is trying to do is to cut off the head of the house church movement by arresting prominent church leaders.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As violence in Iraq continues to escalate, Open Doors remains committed to carrying out its ministry there. Last year, Open Doors distributed 20,000 Arabic children's Bibles, set up 12 church libraries, translated 6 children's books, and produced a special music cassette. This year, copies of Christian counseling books, devotionals, and other resources are being printed to help in evangelism, discipleship, and building bridges between Muslims and Christians. Meanwhile, grief still grips the city of Beslan, Russia, 18 months after Chechen rebels killed more than 300 students and adults at school number 1. Russian Ministries is involved in the continued recovery with grief counseling and sharing Christ. Russian Ministries' Sergei Rahuba says, now with the help of kids around the world, they want to build a playground.
So we took that idea to the mayor of Beslan, who loved that idea. So we received the free land, the equipment already shipped there. It's stored there in Beslan and waiting for volunteers to come and help us to install it.
The trip is scheduled for May 11th through the 21st. Rahuba can't wait to dedicate the playground to God.
It will be a great, great dedication service. Praying to God, you know, asking His blessing that that playground would be used not just a playground for kids, but as a tool to reach out to families in Beslan.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for trip information. And God is using a soup kitchen to bring the poor to Himself in Chisinau, Moldova. On top of their radio stations and orphan outreach, Little Samaritan Mission is reaching out to about 250 poor people. The soup kitchen also provides basic medical care for them, but that's not all they're getting. Each meal is preceded by singing Christian songs and Bible reading. Some have turned to Christ. Funding is in desperate need. Lack of funding prevented the soup kitchen from opening on time this year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawing from John chapter 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.